What does it mean to pray in the Spirit?
We're talking about that and taking your calls, 877-7 Let's Pray. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Let's Pray. It is the place where you do not have to pray alone, and we are grateful to our God for that. Friends, we are back. One of us is back in the studio. Mario is in his family home right now, and we are anxious to hear your voice. 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call. You can watch us on Facebook Live at Let's Pray Live. Of course, we have volunteers that are giving their time to be there for you today. Same number, 877-7 Let's Pray as well. We are taking your calls live again, friends.
That's right. It's so good to be back with our community. And season, always good to be able to be here with you.
Yes, praise God.
I know it's through some social distancing. But we're excited today about what God is going to do. We're talking about praying in the Spirit. And it is our the last part of our series on the armor of God. And so I'm just excited to jump in that with you and with our community today.
Amen, amen. Right before we jump into that and get into the Word of God, would you start us with a word of prayer, Mario?
Sure. Let's pray, family. Dear Lord, it is a blessing to be back with our community this week. It is not given that we are all able to gather like this. So we are grateful for this opportunity. We ask, God, that you would be in our mix. We ask that you'd be with our team and all the technicalities that make this happen. But, Lord, we ask that you would bless our community, and may your presence be felt today, and may we be the different for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Different for it. You know, it says in the Word, we talk about it often, paraphrasing, that by beholding we become changed. I really truly believe, and I think that our community agrees as well, that when we're praying, we are beholding the Father, and we're in His presence. And so that creates change, whether it's in us, in our circumstances, in our ability to hear Him or see Him, whatever it is. He is faithful. When we seek Him, He can be found by us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, friend, you said it. We're going to be doing that last set of scripture there for Ephesians chapter 6. I apologize. I'm just looking at the scriptures here that I've got down. For some reason, I've got it down as Romans, but it is Ephesians 6:18, and it says to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Amen. Always.
That's it. You know, season, that particular portion of the scripture is not one of the technical pieces of armor, but as you and I were talking about this series, we just could not leave it out, because prayer is in itself a powerful tool as we are engaged in spiritual warfare. And God's not afraid of our prayers, and He's not afraid of the types of prayers we pray. And we see through His servant Paul, we are encouraged to pray all types of prayers.
Amen.
All kinds of prayers.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. So to me, it says, you know, praying on all occasions. So that obviously, it seems obvious to me, but just for clarity's sake, that doesn't mean to stop and close your eyes constantly, right? I mean, because the Lord expects us to live and you know, go in and out and are coming and going. And we can't close our eyes while we're driving. How would you suggest that we could always stay in prayer together, Mario?
Oh, I mean, there's so many ways that we can stay in prayer together, obviously. We, especially during these unique times we're living in, there's all types of social media, there are prayer inboxes. I mean, we get it all the time, Season. There are text message prayers. You have prayed text message prayers for me. There are ways that we can FaceTime or Google Duo or Zoom or however we want. We can pray for individuals when they don't even know it. And so that we're praying for them. And so I love that God has made prayer accessible in all those many and more fashions.
Amen. Amen. Accessible. Yeah. You know, how many kings do you know have given this much open access to their people? Not as many. So we're grateful for that. Mario, you know, I know that we have some phone calls coming in. So we are going to go to them in just a short second. But I wanted to ask you, your background looks a little different. You are in a different place. Where are you? Tell our community what's going on with you guys.
I am. I certainly live in the DMV or the Washington, D.C. metro area, but home where I was born and raised is in Columbus, Ohio. And, I just had to make a trip here and here where I grew up, where I was born and raised. So it's a blessing to be back home. Mom and my family are doing well. Everyone's healthy. And so I have no complaints. And even if I had some, it wouldn't matter, but it's just great to be home today.
Amen, friend.
Yeah.
Good. I'm so glad. Now I know we have some phone calls coming in. I believe that you are up first. Who do we have?
That's right. We have Christopher calling from Missouri. Christopher, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you today?
Well, I am a Seventh-day Adventist. I'm trying to live the Christian lifestyle, and I've been having a lot of struggles with the enemy. I have lost work because of, you know, the situation I've been in. He just does not want me to serve the Lord. I mean, I got that voice commanding me in my mind just to do things, you know, like not do Bible studies, trying to just get things, you know, basic stuff done, you know. It's just stuff that lure. I hear that voice telling me, like, I don't want you doing a Bible study. I don't want you serving the Lord. You know, I don't want you. And it's been going on for a long time in my life. I've been trying to serve the Lord over the years. And I'm really just needing a prayer for deliverance because, I mean, I can't get him to, it seems like I can't get him to go away. I'm trying to live the Christian lifestyle, quit the party lifestyle. And I need a prayer for deliverance. If you guys could do that for me.
Christopher, we are honored to be able to do that for you. And I want to tell you, Christopher, it's no coincidence. We are doing a series on spiritual warfare. It's no coincidence that the voices in your head are instructing you to stay away from the Word of God. When we see Jesus clearly in his greatest moment of temptation, quoting the Word of God back to the enemy, I want to encourage you, Christopher, if not for any other reason, to climb back into the Word of God. And it's so much easier now because you can just simply Google scriptures that pertain to the type of warfare that you're fighting, and you will see a litany of scriptures drop down, and you can literally sit there, Christopher, and pray those scriptures out, claiming the power and the promises of God. I just want to encourage you. We are certainly going to lift you up. I believe God has a breakthrough on the other side for you. Not because I'm saying it, but because God is still able to break strongholds, and you're identifying what the issue is, and you're asking for his power. So God bless you, Christopher. Thank you for being transparent with us. And we're certainly going to pray a prayer of deliverance tonight. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Christopher, amen. I just want to add a word of encouragement. Kenneth, I know you're on the line. Hang on 1 second. I'm coming to you in just a quick second. Christopher, I want you to know that I know for a fact that the Lord heals that. And whatever means he chooses to do it, I couldn't speak to that necessarily, but I'm sitting here in my right mind after having heard voices when I decided to, when the Lord brought me into sobriety from methamphetamine. So there was a lot of delusion, there was a lot of fear, there was a lot of paranoia, and a lot of, there were voices. I would sit at my parents' dining room table and write scriptures over and over and try to wash my mind in the word while constantly hearing things in the background. But I knew that no matter how long it took me to get that one or two verses written down so that I could move on to the next one, that it was worth every painstaking second of trying to focus on the word of God. He is faithful. He is mighty to save. Whether it is oppression from an external source, whether it's the flesh, whatever the root source is of the things that you're hearing and that you're experiencing, I know for a fact that our Jesus can heal your mind. I am sitting here as proof, so please be encouraged. It's not about me. It is only and always about our Lord Jesus Christ. But I just wanted to encourage you today to know that, yes, even that, even those things, our Lord can heal, whether it's through counseling, whether there's medication, whether it's straight deliverance, whatever his path is, there is a path and a way out in the name of Jesus. Okay, friend? So I'm just praying for his guidance in your life as well. I've got your name down. I'll be praying for you specifically this week, Christopher. Kenneth, welcome to Let's Pray. Thank you for calling. How can we pray for you today, Kenneth, from Georgia?
Oh, wow. I just asking for a prayer for all Christians that
yes,
know
sir.
The Lord, and that we pray for each other. And we pray for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
Yeah.
And I tell everywhere, wherever I go, is to keep your knees bent in the prayer in your heart, because that's what's going to get us through any situation, regardless of this pandemic, storms that may come. But as long as we continue to pray, God will get us through, because he's our umbrella.
Amen.
When it's storming, it's raining. So all we got to do is lift our umbrellas up and just continue to pray and keep those knees bent and keep praying.
Amen.
Because that's the key.
Kenneth, thank you for your heart and for your encouragement today. I know that it's a blessing to our community. It's been a blessing to me. Is there anything, praise God, for your heart, for looking outward for others and for their salvation and for their encouragement, anything we can pray for you specifically?
Just my family, my children, grandchildren, my wife and I, and our community.
You got it. Which community do you live in? Do you mind if I ask you that? You're in Georgia. Whereabouts?
I live in Waynesboro, Georgia.
Waynesboro.
30 miles from Augusta, Georgia.
All right. So we're going to pray for that particular area and Augusta. Hope everything is smoothing out for you guys down there. But if not, we're going to be covering you in prayer today. So know that the Lord hears you and sees you. Amen.
Amen. And I receive that in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Oh, excellent. I love it. Kenneth, we'll talk to you soon. Keep in touch, please.
Thank you so much. And God bless.
You too. You too. Thank you.
Amen. We're going to go to Perry in North Carolina. Perry, always good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Well, hope y'all guys are doing well.
We're doing well.
I had called the other day concerning my cousin Teddy, who was dealing with kidney cancer, and then it spread it to his brain, and he had a tumor removed about 2 weeks ago yesterday, and over the weekend, he took a turn for the worst, and they had to put him in hospice. On Tuesday, Monday, he went home to be with God. And 10 months today, his dad passed. And my brother took a picture of him and his dad. We was at the funeral home. And he laid his right hand on his dad's chest and just looked at him, you know, while he laid there in the casket, not knowing that that almost a year later he would be gone.
Wow.
And, you know, that's tough. That's tough to know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're dealing with it because, you know, God's will has to be done, and he knew this before the beginning of time.
That's
and,
right.
Just Man. Want prayer for our family. And my mom, she's dealing with sinus trouble from sneezing a lot.
Okay.
And still having some tenderness where they did the surgery on her heart. And just wanting prayer for her as well.
Okay. Well, Perry, you know, we are with you here at Let's Pray and the entire community. Whether you are praising God for bringing your mother through or whether you all are in mourning for another family member, you all have, your family has been on quite the journey. We're not going to stop you now. So we're going to lift your family
up,
Perry, and so sorry for your loss. And we're just going to lift you all up. All right.
You know, God,
take care, my brother.
He knows exactly what he's doing. You know, we just have to trust him, no matter what.
Yeah. Man, that's awesome to hear that come out of your mouth at such a time. And may our faith grow all the more from hearing that. Perry, God bless you, brother.
Well, you too, man. Appreciate both of y'all.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm praising God that Miss Dorothy is healing after her heart surgery, but when he said she was sneezing, I winced. I thought, oh, ouch. Oh, my goodness. He said she's still dealing with tenderness. Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mario, what a wonderful community. I know that Jesus hears them and sees them. I just wish sometimes that I could go in and do something, but, you know, I rely on Jesus. So, friends, we just want to remind you, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. We are taking your live phone calls again here in studio. As you can hear, we are live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So here it is. This is the time. And I know that so much of our community has been through so much. And I really want to touch back to something Perry was talking about, is that loss, the loss of the family. And we just don't know who's coming or going and exactly what's happening, because God is sovereign and he's in control of these things. And even though we trust him, it doesn't always make it easy. Amen, Mario?
That's right.
And now, I don't want it to be heavy and I don't want to be discouraging, but I think at the same time, if we fail to talk about the realities of the pain that some people are dealing with right now in large numbers, then I think we do a disservice to our community. And not failing to touch on these things is damaging as well. We just want to say that we acknowledge that even though while we're sitting here and we're smiling and we're praising God for you and for our lives, I just really want to say that we are thinking about you. The Lord,
That's right.
We are praying for you. The Lord knows your pain. He knows your loss. And sometimes it feels like that just isn't enough, and that doesn't make you a bad Christian. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just hurts sometimes. We have hope. Indeed, we have Jesus Christ. But the reality is that we don't always have, because we're not perfect, perfect reactions. And I don't even know if that's the right way to say it, because having heaviness and pain or loss or grief, I think, is the right reaction to the things that are going on around us at times. Amen?
Amen. Yeah, we see that. We see it all through Scripture. We see it with Jesus. He's weeping at the tomb of Lazarus. He's weeping in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, he has a myriad of emotions, and they're all appropriate to what's going on. And I don't know that we would be able to revere Jesus as one who was acquainted with our griefs if we could not look back on Scripture and see that he was responding to his circumstances with the same types of emotions that we had, that we have. The thing that's, Jesus had hope, but he also had emotions, and he's our example for how to submit those emotions to the Father so that there is a balance there through the Holy Spirit. But he also shows us that his heart was broken, and he knew there were times where he was sad, upset, angry, and he handled it according to the leading of the Spirit. And that's what we aim for.
You know, one of our wonderful community members or family members, Lucy, was telling me that there was a doctor, and I hadn't heard about this yet, who had taken her own life in New York, Dr. Breen.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I was very sad to hear this. And we discussed just shortly that there is real heaviness, and this is a big deal. What's going on around us? And so there are appropriate feelings. I have right. joy, and that doesn't mean that I'm not experiencing the pain that's around me. But I do yes. believe that we're able to experience the joy of the Lord, which can be our strength in this hard time. But
that's right.
brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are struggling and you need prayer, call us.
That's right.
literally what we're here for. We want to be a form of decompression by the power of the Holy Spirit for you. We want you to know that there's a place where you can go. You literally do not have to pray alone. There are so mm-hmm. many of you who are by yourselves at home, but we want you to know that you're not alone. So we just wanted to kind of touch base with you. Just wanted to check in with you guys for a quick second and let yeah. you know that we're here and we love you. And we are thinking about you. And we realize it's not all sunshine and rainbows, but it is all Jesus all the yeah. time. And
That's
he
right.
is good,
That's right.
even in the midst of this loss and this hardship right now. So, Mario, I know mm-hmm. that you have Christopher and Perry to pray for, and I have
That's
Kenneth.
Right.
Would you mind starting, please?
Sure. Let's pray, family. Father God, we are thankful just for the pause to be able to be real and to talk about the things that we're going through. And, Father, speaking of being real, there are some real prayer requests coming up right here. Christopher is calling on his church family, his Christian family, and he's saying, I am in the midst of spiritual warfare. The things that I want to do, I hear him echoing Paul's sentiments. The things that I want to do, I don't do. And the things that I shouldn't do, I'm tempted to do. Lord, he's wanting to walk with you in relationship. He is doing so, but the temptations of this world, the temptations to not run to you are upon him. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would rebuke the enemy from his presence, that he would have no place in his heart and in his mind, that the things of this world, if that song says, turn your eyes on Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. May he indeed pick the word of God up and use it, that's the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, to do battle against the enemy, not in his own flesh, but according to your Spirit's leading. And may he see success even tonight. May peace surround his soul, because he is choosing to be in your presence and nowhere else. And then, Lord, we ask for Perry, our brother Perry. We have been journeying with him, with his family. We thank you for his mother, Dorothy, and her recovery. She's dealing with her sinuses. God, Lord, the sneezing is taking place, and she's just had work done on her heart, God. We ask, Lord, that you would put your healing hand on her. She's made it this far. I believe 94 years old. What an amazing accomplishment through your grace. Let her have peace in these days that she's living. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would also be with Perry's family in totality as they mourn Teddy's passing. He had such a bout there, Lord, with cancer, but he is now laid to rest. May the family be able to mourn properly, even in this social distancing. There's just so much that is going on right now, and so many factors that they probably are just now being able to consider, given the fact that they're not able to come together. Bless them, God, and may they truly have peace. This is when we need it, and this is when we need you to show up, Lord, and we are unashamed to ask on behalf of these two brothers in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Lord. I just would like to continue in prayer. Father, I agree with Mario on behalf of his requests as well, Jesus. And we're coming to you on behalf of Kenneth, Lord. We're thanking you, Father, that he is thinking about others during this time, Lord. Salvation, people's families, people's communities, Lord. We're lifting up Waynesboro, Father, and Augusta, Georgia, in the name of Jesus specifically. Lord, we are a global community. And Lord, we pray that you would turn your loving hand and your mighty power and unleash it on all of the communities represented here, Lord, but specifically specifically for this area in Georgia. Jesus, on behalf of Kenneth's request, be with his children, be with his grandchildren and his immediate family, Heavenly Father. Lord, help them to seek your face during this time. Indeed, Lord, help all of us to seek your face during this time. Lord, it seems like sometimes we're saying the same things over and over. Lord, we need you. Seek the Lord. We need to pray. But Heavenly Father, I pray that we would begin to convert those sayings into action, Lord, that we would make that transition from saying or thinking to doing, Heavenly Father. Lord, that we might truly be able to participate in your peace, Lord, in your strength, Lord, that you have already given us, Lord, in the purpose that you have created for us during this time. Lord, the world has not stopped. You have not stopped. Father, we are all still living and breathing, and we all still have a purpose and a plan. You have a plan for us during this time. Lord, help us to seek you and to seek your face during this time on behalf of fathers that are leading their families, Lord, mothers that are nurturing and loving in their families, Jesus. Father, many people who are working, many people who are not working during this time, Jesus. We need you to be Jehovah Jireh, God provider. We need you to be El Shaddai. Heavenly Father, we need you to be Elohim. Jesus, we need you to be all of you. We need your entirety and your fullness, Lord. And I thank you that your word says that we have it, that we have been made complete in Christ, Lord. Help us to walk in that during this time. Father, I pray for release from discouragement in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for peace that passes understanding. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that in Proverbs it says that the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Heavenly Father, you said in Isaiah 43 that when we pass through the waters, that you'll be with us when we pass, not if we pass through the rivers, that they will not sweep over us. And emotions right now, especially, Lord, they feel like they're sweeping over some of us right now. And Heavenly Father, I just pray that it would not overwhelm us. We are struck down, but we are not destroyed, your word says. And Lord, when we walk through the fire, we will not be burned and the flames will not set us ablaze. Heavenly Father, praise you for the truth of your word. Lord, we need you right now, Lord. And I thank you that we can find you and that you are indeed there for us. You will never leave us or forsake us. Nothing above or below can separate us from your love. And I just thank you for your love, your deep and abiding presence, Jesus, your power, your gentleness, your friendship, your lordship. Heavenly Father, in all ways right now, we praise you for who you are before that you do a single thing for us in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go back to our phone lines, guys. We have Janice in Antigua. Welcome to Let's Pray, Janice. Welcome. Are you there, Miss Janice?
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening. It's welcome back, isn't it?
Yes.
Welcome back.
Indeed, God is sovereign. And I want to lift up Terry. I don't know who he is, but as a community, I feel his pain. He has called in and he's continuously given update of his family.
Yes.
And I just want to continue to pray for him and his family and his mother,
praise
that
God.
They will continue to be strengthened by the grace of God. Also, as you know, I want to continue to ask God to give both Mario and Season divine strength,
praise
wisdom,
God.
And understanding as you continue to hold this community program of Let's Pray
praise
every
God.
Wednesday night. I know there's a subsequent recording broadcast a little later on in the week,
on
the weekends. But I just want to thank God that he continues to give you strength to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And the prayers that you do offer, they are awesome, they're magnificent.
Praise God,
and
only in his power.
Want to reach out and that you pray for my extended family,
mm-hmm.
some who are going through undue circumstances at the moment.
I'm sorry.
And I just want to thank God that every moment that we live for him and him only. And whatever obstacle that is in our way, that he will remove the obstacle and make my family be pure and holy. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Ms. Janice, it's an encouragement to hear your voice, and we appreciate your consideration during this time. The requests are many, but the Lord is greater. Amen. So we're going to be continuing to lift up Antigua. We have a beautiful, faithful community of prayer warriors in Antigua. And so we're thankful for you. We're praying for your extended family, Miss Janice. And you said they were undergoing undue circumstances. I want you to know I heard that. And we're going to be lifting that up here in just a moment. Anything else we can do before I let you go?
No, and just continue to pray for yourself so God will continue to give you the strength to do the work that you're doing for him in bringing this Let's Pray community together.
Praise God.
Knitted and bounded.
Amen. Bound together in his love and by his spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Janice, it'll be great to hear from you again soon, and it was a pleasure to hear from you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen, Sharon. Thank you so much. Yeah. Actually, Janice, yes.
And
we actually have Sharon on the line right now, calling from South Carolina. Sharon, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes. Okay. So this is a praise request. A few years ago, I had called you guys about my marriage because I was in a very abusive relationship. And because I met my husband, I was going to Sunday church and he was attending the Seventh-day Adventist church. And I entered the Seventh-day Adventist church with him, but he was so abusive. Anyway, last year, August, I was delivered. God delivered me from that marriage. And I'm so happy right now. So happy.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
And then, so I'm asking for prayers for my three kids. Okay. My son especially, I have an unspoken request for him. He's going through so much. And I'm asking you to pray for my three kids so that they will give their lives to Christ before it's too late, because end time is here. And also I'm asking you for prayer for myself, that God will give me the extra strength to persevere. Whatever may come my way, I'm able to persevere and not to doubt him.
Amen, Sister Sharon. Thank you so much for your transparency. And while we know God honors the union of marriage and it is his desire to see marriages flourish, we also know that abuse is not the will of God. And I thank you for empowering someone right now who may be in an abusive marriage to take consideration and know that there's no shame and condemnation in choosing to make the decision, if need be, to exit that marriage for the health of themselves and for those around them. And we're certainly glad that you are safe and that God has delivered you from that. And then we will lift up your three children with that special silent request for your son that's going through a lot right now. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen, Mario. Amen. So many requests. I do want to say a very happy birthday to our friend Sylvia. We want you to know, sweet 16, you are going to be prayed for, and we're so excited for you. It's one of our Hope Channel family members' niece, and her name is Sylvia. They had a little Zoom birthday party. One of the pastors hopped on and gave her a prayer. It was a very special time for her, but I wanted to make sure that we, as Let's Pray community and Hope Channel family, were extending a happy birthday to you, beautiful daughter of God, of the Most High King. You are loved and prayed for. So just know that nobody should have to do their 16 at home, but from what I saw, it was a good time. So praise Jesus for that. Amen. So many birthdays are passing during this time, right? I do want to say hello to our good friend, Pastor Ramirez. I see that you are tracking with us on Facebook, and he says, please, let's continue to keep in prayer those who have lost relatives due to the coronavirus COVID-19. It looks like your heart, mine, and Mario's were on the same path tonight via the Holy Spirit for those who are dealing with loss. Claire, our good friend Claire, says, greetings from St. Vincent. Pray for nurses and other frontline workers in the West Indian community. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hi to Kim watching from Guyana, South America. Laura from Texas. Joy from the Bronx. What's going on, Bronx? And a year from the Philippines. Luann watching from Nassau, Bahamas. And Nebiat is watching from Australia. We truly are a global community. Keep talking to us, guys. I've got lots of comments here. We see you, Evelyn, Jean, Lina, Judy, Olivia, Monica, Shem. We're going to circle back to you and read some of those requests. I just wanted to let you know we are keeping track of you guys.
That's right, Season. And I wanted to take a minute to just name, call out these two prayer requests that Pastor Derek from Hope Sabbath School, our president, but also host of Hope Sabbath School, received these two requests and wanted to pass them to us as well for us to pray. Miss Betty, who has four sons, and she's asking prayer for her four sons. And then Miss Judy, who says she has contracted conversion syndrome, and she's just asking prayer about her illness, and then also her 96-year-old mother. And then she's having there's some issues there with her husband as well. So we want to let Miss Betty and Miss Judy know that your prayer requests were heard, and we are going to lift you up as well.
Amen. Amen. So we have another caller on the line. I believe it is Kevin. Kevin, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm in North Jersey, and the prayer that I requested I would make for peace, love, and understanding, but because I believe we maintain a positive attitude, that we will, I can see the end of the tunnel, that we will overcome this overwhelmingly.
Amen. We are more than overcomers. Amen?
Yes.
That's what the word says. That although it's very hard, we will see. I like that. The light at the end of the tunnel. We just need a glimpse of hope. And if we could just catch a glimpse of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, Mr. Kevin, peace, love, and understanding. Might I pray for you personally about anything or anything else that's on your heart right now?
I grew up in the church in Virginia, so I'll do this ordeal, I constantly stay in prayer.
Yes, sir.
All the time. So I pray for others. I pray for the people around the globe as well as where I am geographically.
Praise God. He's raised up a prayer warrior in you. We're grateful that you're a part of our community. Do you get a chance to watch online at all? With a prayer warrior's heart like that, I know our community would sure love to hear from you. Or it's so great when we comment back and forth and let them know that we're praying for them.
Yes, online, unfortunately, but I don't use that as an excuse. I had two laptops, and both of them went out of commission, but I said, I'm not going to let that stop me.
Amen.
We're still going to keep going.
Amen. Oh, well, that is a bummer. Well, I'm going to pray about your laptops, Mr. Kevin, because you know what? The Lord cares about the big things and the little things and everything in between, doesn't he?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to hear your voice. You're going to stay in touch with us, I hope. Let us know if there's anything else that we can pray for. We'd love to journey through life with you on behalf of, you know, pertaining to prayer, if that's all right with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Oh, certainly.
Excellent. We'll talk to you soon then. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, Season. Going back to the lines, we also have Rudy calling. Brother Rudy, so good to hear from you. We're ready for you this week. What's the scripture you're going to share with us?
Well, Mario, how are you?
Good. Doing well.
So scripture is actually Deuteronomy 4, Deuteronomy chapter verse 7.
Okay.
And it says, it's the short one too, it says, the Lord God is near to us when we pray to him.
Amen. Amen. That is a promise. That is something that everyone needs to hear right now. And it is such great news that when we pray, he is near to us. Not that he just hears us, but that he is near to us when we pray. Rudy, thank you for that scriptural promise. And do you have a prayer request today?
Yes, I called last week and Stephen knows about it. My cousin knew Jesus and he recently turned on the family. So we're asking for him to come to God.
Okay. Okay. Well, we will pray for your cousin, and it sounds like some spiritual warfare going on there, Rudy, obviously. And we're talking about this whole series about putting on the armor of God. And so we're going to talk to God about your cousin, as well as your family, that you all will be able to be a support to him by his grace, by God's grace, if and when he comes around to Christ. So thank you, Rudy, for calling. And thank you once again for that powerful scripture.
Not a problem. God bless. And I will talk to you guys next week.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Always good to hear our friend Rudy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I have Miss Janice and Antigua to pray for, Sylvia's birthday, Kevin. And then I also want to pray for Claire and the community in the West Indies, as well as the doctors and nurses on the front line. Got some stuff to pray for.
Oh, yeah.
How about you?
That's right. I'm going to go on down this list myself.
Amen. I'll go ahead and start, shall we?
Okay.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for an opportunity to pray once again, not only with my friend Mario, Heavenly Father, but with this community, Jesus, that you have brought together, that you have orchestrated. And so, Lord, on behalf of this community, we lift up Janice right now, Lord. She's asking for prayer for her extended family who's going through undue circumstances. Lord, it just seems so unfair sometimes, but you are just and you are right and righteous in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are aware, that you are keenly aware of their circumstance. And Lord, although right now things might seem unjust, Heavenly Father, I know that when we stay in a prayer position, Lord, if your arm is to swing, it will go right over us if we are down and on our knees, if we are submitted in humility in the name of Jesus and not up and proud. And so I pray for humility during this struggle, Father. I pray for your intervention, Lord. I pray that you would be their defender in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would make these things right. Lord, we know that eventually all things will be made right. But Lord, if it's on this side of the heaven, of heaven, I think that they would greatly appreciate it, Lord. And we just pray that they would glorify your name, Lord, when you set things straight for them. And Lord, for the entire island of Antigua, Lord, we're asking that you would settle your peace and your blessing over them, Lord, your healing in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you that you are in the midst of suffering, Lord. You know what it is like to suffer. And so, Jesus, they are not alone in what they are experiencing, Father. And I just pray for your relief, Lord. I pray that they are driven to you in the name of Jesus, Father. And I pray that their faith would be grown, Lord, and that they would not struggle outside of your plan in the slightest, Lord, that only your purposes and your will would be established during this time for Antigua and for our entire global community right now, Lord. Thank you for Sylvia and for her life and for 16 years. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would continue to establish her, Father, as a young woman of God, that you would continue to give her wisdom and understanding in the name of Jesus, Father, that as she calls to you, you would show her great and mighty things in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would continue to bring her forth into fullness of life. Your word says that you came to give us life abundant. Heavenly Father, we pray for your blessing, that you would go before her and prepare her way, this young woman of God, Lord, that nothing would befall her that is outside of your plan and your purpose and anything that you have not already made a way, Father, through the wilderness. We thank you for these things in the precious name of Jesus. We lift up Kevin to you. Lord, he's asking for peace, love, and understanding. Lord, we thank you that you've given him a heart of prayer. Lord, we know that that's your character in him, Jesus. Lord, that's not of our own doing. And so, Father, I pray that you would continue to fan the flames of prayer for him, Lord, that he would continue to be a blessing to his community, and that as he does so, Lord, you would strengthen his inner man, that you would encourage his heart, that you would give him words to see and, eyes to see and ears to hear, Father, and words to pray on behalf of his family, his community, Lord, and himself, Heavenly Father. And Jesus, I thank you for the fact that we have an opportunity to pray for Dr. Breen, who committed suicide recently, Lord, to pray for her entire family. That, Lord, you can give us beauty for ashes, that you waste nothing. And Lord, that you can restore and redeem this time of sorrow and sadness, and possibly even a sense of devastation in the people that have loved her and known her. Lord, we don't know what to do with that. Sometimes it is so out of order. But Father, I pray against the spirit of suicide in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that that the chains of that place, that mentality, that draw, that seeking that type of relief or release, Lord, the lies that lay in that, Jesus, would be broken in the name of Jesus, Father, in this community, Lord, because there is much suffering. And we pray that they would that we would hold our thoughts captive into the obedience of Christ, Lord, and steer away from those things, because, Lord, it's a rejection of the life you have given us. And Lord, no shame, no condemnation here, Lord, but just to recognize that we have been given life and it is a gift. And so, Lord, help us to walk in that. And in any way where we don't agree or see that, Lord, I pray that you would bring us into a different place and in an understanding of your love for us in bringing us to this place in this world during this time, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just continue and we lift up our sister Sharon, who called praising you because you have delivered her from an abusive marriage. She called some time ago into Let's Pray in our community. You've heard our collective prayers for Sharon, and we thank you for delivering her, Lord. And she has joy in her heart, she said, but she also has a heavy heart for her three sons who she feels needs to come back to you. Lord, the blessing is that you have never left them and you will not forsake them. We thank you for journeying with them wherever they're at, in the midst of whatever they're doing. And so, Lord, we ask that you would continue, but that your presence they would feel your presence in the midst of whatever they're doing, even if it's contrary to what your kingdom has, how you govern your kingdom. May they somehow feel your presence. Yes, you don't condone sin, but you are not afraid of the sin that so easily entangles us. And so we ask that you would untangle them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we also pray for Miss Betty, who has four sons, and she's asking for prayer. That you would minister to her children and that they would come to know you as their Savior and friend, Lord, as well. And then for Miss Judy, who is dealing with conversion syndrome, Lord, I don't even know the details of what what conversion syndrome entails, but we are lifting her up to the one who does and the one who can do something about it. She also is praying for her husband as well, and her 96-year-old mother, who has some illnesses and some troubles now. God, please rest your presence on them, and may they be at peace as you're working everything out together for their good. And then last but not least, Rudy, who has blessed us with scripture, but also concerned about a cousin that has turned away from the family and ultimately seems to have denounced you. God, you are not afraid. You are not offended. We ask that the hound of heaven, the Holy Spirit, would sniff him out, that he would bring him back to the household of faith, not for the sake of religion, but for the sake of the relationship that you want to have with him as his creator, his savior, and his Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So guys, I just want to take a second to hop over to our Facebook Live community and read through some of these requests. As I've been reading through them here, I'm seeing that there are folks that are on ventilators right now. There's a gentleman who's been on a ventilator for 4 weeks. Let me see if I can scroll to it right here. I believe it's Nicola. She says, please pray for me and my husband, our children, grandchildren, and loved ones. My Uncle Lloyd, who is on the ventilator with the virus for a little over 4 weeks now, praying for strength in Christ Jesus to live by his words and for God to have his way in my life, marriage, family, friends, loved ones, and for the world. Praying for financial blessings and good health in Jesus' name. 4 weeks. So I just wanted to say praise God that it's been 4 weeks. Praise God that he's still there. And I'm praying for healing in the name of Jesus for your Uncle Lloyd and for the Lord to cover your whole family, Miss Nicola. Evelyn says, thank you for your ministry. My son was set free and you helped me pray for many months. Your prayer ministry would send me messages at times when I thought I was losing my mind and it encouraged me. Praise Jesus. My son came home to Jesus and has gone on to missionary trips and to Bible college. Only God can do this. And I believe with all of my heart that it was your prayer counselors, and of course we'll say Jesus, of course, and I think that that's what she means, who prayed for me while being his mom through those dark times. God bless you. God bless you. Man, that just, I know that Mario, it makes him happy to hear that as well. We know that it's our Jesus, but that we get to participate in anything Jesus does just blows my socks off. Like, I just thank you, Lord.
It does.
Amen.
It does. Oh, man. This is a true blessing every week. Amen. Go ahead. Oh, you have more.
Do you have text messages? So if you're looking at those, real quick, I just want to say, Jean, we see you. The Vernon family from Queens praying for healing and peace. Lina requests that purchase a new affordable home this year and praying for my brother-in-law. Judy, we see you as well. Let's see. There's so much. Olivia, we wanted to say, I wanted to read this because listen to how she says it. I'm heading out to the battlefield. Please continue to pray for all of us healthcare workers. During this time, we are happy to be there for the sick, but this time makes us especially sad. I literally cannot even imagine.
No.
So Monica, Shem, Colleen, Mary, Joy, Nicola, Forbes, Ruth, Egbert, Joan, and Lucy Molina. We see, and I know that there are more requests than just these, so please know that we see these and we are praying for them. And I think maybe after the close of the program, Mario, we'll take an extra second to pray for these specifically.
Yeah, we definitely have. I'm sorry. We definitely have a caller coming in. It's Mary Ann who is calling. And she has a prayer request, and then I'm going to hop to those text messages. But Marianne, thank you so much for calling. How can we pray with you?
Hi, thank you so much, brother, for taking my call. I guess just for the Lord to bring healing and restoration in my life and for God to do, for his will to be done in my marriage and just in general in my life. Yes.
Okay. Marianne, is this your first time? Are you new to Let's Pray or have you been listening and this is just our first time hearing from you?
Yeah, this is definitely my first time.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. I just kind of got a sense of it. We try to be very familiar with our community. I'd never heard your voice, but thank you so much. And thank you for having the courage to call in with your prayer request. We try to get everybody, as many people, to call in. We want to talk to you all. And so, Mary Ann, thank you and welcome. We are, if you're just tuning in and just happen to see it, we're on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And during this COVID crisis, we are on Saturdays on the Hope Channel, somewhere in that 10 o'clock hour, but you can catch our program from 9 to 11. And so it's just such a blessing to have you on, and we're going to lift you up and your marriage.
Thank you
and
so much.
You have
it's so
a family
encouraging to hear you guys. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a family and you have literally brothers and sisters around the world. When they hear your prayer requests, they lift them up as well. And so thank you so much, Marianne. You just made my heart smile today.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. You're welcome.
All right, Mario, I know you have some text messages as well.
That's right. So we have Roxanne texted us. We only have about 4 minutes left. Roxanne texted us and she said, please be with my son, Rico. She says that she's coming back to the Lord and she's seeing the enemy work through her son. Mm-hmm. She is also a mother of six. There are so many other text messages. And family, I want you to know that I'm looking at all of them and I'm going to have a prayer over these text messages tonight, but I just had to get that one in there. I don't believe it's any more important than any others, but it just pricked my heart. And so Roxanne, mother of six, we're going to lift you up as you are in the midst of spiritual warfare with you and your children.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen. Yeah. Well, Mario, why don't we go ahead and pray for your dear phone call as well as the requests that we've spoken thus far, and then we'll head to our promise of the day.
All right. Let's pray, family. Father God, we are so thankful for Marianne who had the courage to call. We're so grateful to have yet another sister in Christ, and she is special. I hear it in her voice. She has petitions to you, Lord, wanting you to heal and restore her life in general, but also her marriage. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would take over. She's given you the permission slip and she signed it. We ask that you would take over those circumstances in the name of Jesus. She submitted to your will, and now we will wait and we praise you in advance for what you will do. And then, Lord, for Roxanne, mother of six, and Rico, her children, she's under attack, God. We ask that you would minister to her and that you would empower her with the tools she needs as she waits and navigates through this valley experience. And thank you for what you'll do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to take a moment to lift up all of the areas that are represented by each of the people that are in this community and participating in the program right now. Lord, whether it be a rebroadcast or the live that it is right now, Father, Lord, each of these requests, you heard me say their names. You know where they live. You know what's going on. You know that they're healthcare workers, they're family members, they're brothers and sisters and moms and dads. Heavenly Father, you know exactly what they need and when they need it. And so, Lord, we release their lives and their requests to you and to your capable hands, Father. There are no words that I could put together that would force your hand, Heavenly Father, Lord. But I ask on behalf of this community, Lord, that you would release your power into these prayer requests, Lord, that you would intervene on their behalves, Lord, that you would bring healing, financial blessing, that you would bring breakthrough, that you would bring salvation, that you would bring whatever it is that you deem worthy and fit according to your will in each of these scenarios by your power and by your spirit alone in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Friends,
amen.
We want to hop over to the promise of the day. It comes from the Word of God in John chapter 15, verse 7. I will read it and then we'll pray. So it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
That's
amen,
right.
Amen. Amen. Mario, would you mind praying on our way out? And then we will say good evening.
That's right. That's right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for that promise. And we aim to stay in you. And we ask you for all these things in the name of Jesus. Bless our community as we depart one from another. In Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, friends, Let's Pray is the place where you do not have to pray alone. Prayer partners are standing by till midnight Eastern time to pray with you. We love you. We'll see you next week. God bless.